downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
1976.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and I'm here every Monday night bringing you a mix of all different kinds of music around a different theme each week. And last week, the theme was trains. Lots of songs about trains, a classic topic for songs over the years. And this week, we are going to be looking at music from a single year in music history, which I've done a couple of times in the past. See if you can see a theme. I did an episode on 1996. I did another episode not too long ago about 1986. So tonight, that's right, 1976. And I'm joined in studio by a special guest. It's Mike Joseph of the Jericho Chronicles here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Say hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
All right, that's enough from you. So we're going to start the show off with some vinyl, which is not something I normally do, but going to get right into it, do a vinyl set here at the top of the show. This first set is going to start off with a song that actually continues last week's theme of trains, and it came out in 1976, so I thought it would be an appropriate way to kick things off here tonight. So we're going to do that right now. This is going to be Quincy Jones with the song There's a Train Leavin'. And it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool. Salute to 1976 here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And here's Quincy Jones.
Leave it. Friend,
If there's a cure for
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was our first set, all vinyl in that one. But those transitions were so seamless, I'll bet you couldn't even tell.
They were great.
That's right. King of the needle drops, right here. So yeah, that was our first set. Some classics from 1976. That is tonight's theme. And let's go over what you just heard. We started off with a B-side from Quincy Jones. That song's called There's a Train Leavin', and that came out in 1976. It's the B-side to a couple different songs, actually. The version that I have is the B-side to I Know Corita, but I believe it's also the B-side to more contemporary to when this song came out, Stuff Like That. That's Quincy Jones. If you like Quincy Jones, go back into the archive at everybodyplaysthefool.com and listen to my Quincy Jones episode. Stuff he arranged, stuff he produced, stuff he put out on his own albums. Really fun episode. And tonight we will be talking about birthdays, and Quincy and I share a birthday, which is one of the reasons that I did a deep dive in his catalog. After Quincy Jones, we heard the classic Love Hangover by Diana Ross. Then we heard Leo Sayer with You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, another classic. And then closed it out with a great, very smooth hit from Chaka Khan and Rufus, Sweet Thing. And I am joined here in the studio by Mike Joseph. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Shane.
You might recognize Mike from being on the station all the time over the past couple of days.
Yeah, and I've become a very familiar voice.
And how many shows are you doing in how many days? What's your current?
This is my fourth in 6 days.
That's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty good.
I live here now.
So yeah, you also probably are familiar with Mike from being a guest on this show several times, as well as he hosts the Jericho Chronicles here on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday night. Holding it down every week with mostly 80s, outside of the lines, but mostly 80s.
Mostly
80s. Soul and R&B and hip hop and various other adjacent genres.
Adjacent, and, I like that word.
Yeah. Now, why don't you tell the nice people at home why 1976 is the theme tonight and why you're the guest for that theme?
Well, 1976 is the theme tonight because you chose it.
That's the answer every single week. And the theme tonight is songs Shane likes.
Pretty much. The reason I am here is because I was born in 1976.
Woo!
I know.
So it's a very important year.
It is.
In your life.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And it's a very important year for a lot of other things. A lot of stuff happened in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
There were both Summer and Winter Olympics that year.
Yes.
It was the U.S. Bicentennial, which was a huge celebration. There was a U.S. presidential election that year. Do you happen to know, I think you do, I think we've talked about this before, but what the number one song was when you were born?
You already played it. It was Love Hangover by Diana Ross.
Oh, there it is.
Yes, indeed.
Love Hangover by Diana Ross. That's a really, really good song.
This is the number one song 42 years ago today.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite album of 1976? It's a tough question, and there's a lot of good ones on there.
There are a lot of good ones. Not one that I can think of immediately off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Songs of Key of Life. Boom. It took me 10 seconds.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. I don't know how you picked something other than that.
Yeah, I don't know how you picked something other than that either.
As you know, I'm a big Still Crazy After All These Years fan.
Great album.
And I believe that also came out that year. But you can't compete. No album can compete with Songs in the Key of Life.
No, not at all.
And if you want to go back and hear a previous time that Mike was a guest on the show, we did a Stevie Wonder episode.
We did.
A while back.
Indeed,
which is a really, really fun episode. So you can check that one out. I wanted to... This is the perfect segue song for this. I wanted to get your take on a few things. We're going to be talking a lot tonight and hearing a lot tonight about the best of 1976. Some of the best things to come out of that year musically. And I wanted to get your take on some songs that some people think don't stand the test of time.
Ooh.
The way that things like Love Hangover and You Make Me Feel Like Dancing do.
I think some people don't think You Make Me Feel Like Dancing stands the test of time.
They're wrong.
They are really absolutely wrong.
I mean, you can think that something is a little cheesy or like, you know, a little hokey or whatever, but you can't deny it's a well-made song.
I love it.
Good singing, great groove.
Yes.
You know. It's got a beat and you can dance to it, as they used to say.
There's a karaoke bar somewhere that has that song written down in my name on it.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Yes, absolutely.
Do they literally have it written down with your name on it?
No.
Okay.
It's high on the list.
Is there a plaque somewhere to you in a karaoke bar? I don't know.
I have not performed it yet.
Oh.
It's on the to-do list.
All right. Let me ask you about a few different songs. I'm going to start out with this one, actually. I'm going to change up the order that I had here. What do you think about Disco Duck?
It sucks. It's a pretty crappy song. It's about a duck.
At a disco?
Yes.
What more do you need in life?
And it's Rick Dees doing like a Donald Duck impression.
Yeah.
How he did not get sued, I am...
Those were less litigious times in the mid-70s,
clearly, clearly.
All right. You passed the test so far.
Great.
You know how I love having arbitrary tests for my guests on this show?
And you know, it's cool.
All right. Let me give you another one. This is another band from a contentious discussion we had on a previous episode.
Oh.
What do you think about Kiss Calling Dr. Love? Also came out in 1976.
Not my least favorite Kiss song. Not my favorite Kiss song. It's tolerable.
Where is it in the top 50% or the bottom 50%?
It'd be in the top 50%. Probably be in like the top 25% because there's only a handful
there's
of Kiss
songs. There's not a lot of competition.
Like. Yeah.
Categorically good song or bad song?
It's fine.
Okay. But it's no Disco Duck in terms of bad output of 1976.
Correct. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. It's going to be really hard to top Disco Duck.
Okay. I got a couple more. We'll do some more in the next break.
Okay.
C.W. McCall with Convoy.
Convoy. Interesting song. Definitely a novelty song. A better novelty song than Disco Duck, but not a much better novelty song than Disco Duck.
All right. A better novelty song than Disco Duck, rave the critics.
Yeah, exactly. You know, faint praise.
What about a couple more? Wild Cherry, Play That Funky Music.
I really like that song.
Really sincerely like that song?
I sincerely like that song. It's funky.
All right.
As one would expect.
What about Afternoon Delight by Starling Vocal Band?
I like that song.
Really?
But
you unironically like that song?
I try not to ironically like or dislike anything.
I know.
It's I've never known Afternoon Delight to be anything other than a joke.
Fair enough. That's a good point. And in that context, it stands up, I guess.
And besides, they won the Grammy for Best New Artist. They've got to be great.
That's right. You know, when Milli Vanilli won, they were like, this is the next Starland
Vocal
Band. They're really going to make
exactly.
it big.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to go. Mike picked at least half of the songs I think we're playing here tonight. Picked a bunch of them. We both came up with lists, and there was a lot of overlap, which was a really good thing.
Great minds think alike.
That's right. And this is one that he definitely picked out, and I'm really glad, because this is a classic song from 1976, and it's going to start off this next set of music here on Everybody Plays the Fool. Here is Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Something He Can Feel here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Say Nothing wrong.
Listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. Salute to 1976. Let's go over what you just heard. Let's see. We started that set off with Aretha Franklin doing Something He Can Feel. We heard Steely Dan with The Fez. And then we heard the silly but still classic song by The Spinners called Rubber Band Man. Thankfully, we heard less than half of its full recorded
length.
Yeah,
that's crazy that it's 7 minutes long.
Yeah.
That's a lot of rubber bands.
It sure is. And then we heard off of Jaco Pastorius' first album, we heard Come On, Come Over. And the lineup on that song is ridiculous.
Yeah, I bet it's crazy.
Jaco on electric bass, obviously. Don Elias on percussion. Herbie Hancock on electric piano and clav. Narada Michael Walden on drums. Sam and Dave on vocals on
what?
That one.
What?
And, of course, the Brecker Brothers and David Sanborn and Howard Johnson as a horn section. So that's not too bad.
That's not shabby at all.
And that was, Come On, Come Over by Jaco Pastorius. And then we heard Hall & Oates with Crazy Eyes.
Such a great song.
Such a great song. And that was one of Mike's suggestions. I'm here with Mike Joseph of The Jerry Curl Chronicles fame.
Yes.
That's how he's famous.
Fame. That's how I'm famous. Jerry Curl Chronicles.
And 1976 is your birth year?
It is my birth year.
And your birthday is pretty soon.
It's coming up. It's in a little over a week.
So we're celebrating the best of 1976, including one Mike Joseph.
Oh, Shane.
And
you're so nice.
We're also talking about the worst of 1976. Do you have a least favorite person that was born in 1976 off the top of your head?
I was actually going to ask. Like, I'm not sure I know any celebrities that were born in 1976.
All right, I'll pull up a list in a second.
Okay.
But first off, let me get your take on a couple of songs.
All right, I'm ready for it.
All right. What do you think of Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band, A Fifth of Beethoven?
I liked it a lot better when Robin Thicke sampled it and made a song called When I Get You Alone.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. That's a good cop-out answer for that one.
It is not one of the better songs on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
But that's an impossible standard to hold yourself to. Because that's got, like, a lot of classics on
it. It's got a lot of classics on it, but it's like a third crap.
All right. Is there a worse song than that on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack?
Have we talked about how much I dislike Disco Inferno?
We have. And if you'd like to hear our conversation about that, you can check out the disco episode of Everybody Plays the Fool at everybodyplaysthefool.com.
Yes, indeed.
We did talk about that.
Yeah, but there are a couple of instrumental songs that kind of suck.
Fair enough. All right, how do you feel about... Where do I want to go next with this? All right. KC and the Sunshine Band. Shake, shake, shake.
Mm-hmm.
Shake your booty.
And I like KC and the Sunshine Band. That is not their best moment. That song is repetitive even for KC and the Sunshine Band. And they were pretty goddamn repetitive.
Good call.
Yes.
A couple more I want to hear your opinion on here.
Right.
Cutting right to the heart of the matter of things here. Let's go with Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Great song. No shade, no irony, nothing. It's just a great just song.
Quality pop song all the way through.
Yes, indeed.
Kiki D's Overalls Be Damned.
Overalls?
Yeah, does she wear overalls in that video?
I don't know. I've never seen the video.
Really?
I got to go home and do some homework.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
If the worst thing I have to say about it is something Kiki someone's wearing in the video, then obviously it can't be that bad of a song.
Right, exactly.
All right, let's get to it. Rod Stewart, Tonight's the Night.
Great song. It's a very, like, creepy dude, you know, song. But I love it. I also love Janet Jackson's remake of the song, in which she did not change the pronoun.
All right. When was that from?
It's from The Velvet Rope.
Oh, yes.
Apparently Rod Stewart hated it.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
I don't like his version of Downtown Train. How does he feel about that, Rod Stewart?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And finally, another stone cold classic from 1976.
I'm afraid.
John Travolta, Letter In.
You know how some people are so famous, they're just like, let's just have him make a record. I feel like
in the mid-70s especially,
yeah, yes. I feel like that's kind of what happened. And, you know, John Travolta sings about as well as he pronounces names.
So. Yeah, his sing, I mean, even with, I know the technology was limited or whatever, but they certainly had the ability to fix things and punch in and fix pronunciations of things. And he's got a couple of notes that are very suspicious.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But it was John Travolta, and he was like the big deal because of Welcome Back, Kotter, and it was a hit.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think that's all the 1976 songs that I wanted to get your take on.
It's a Motley Crue of songs there.
Yeah, I know. I know. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to mix it up, some good, some bad.
Right.
You know, every era has its highs and its lows.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
Why don't we say, I'm going to pull up a list of people born in 1976.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Why don't you tell the nice folks at home about the station we're on and maybe give a little preview of, do you know what you're doing for your show this week?
I don't. I have a couple of choices in my head.
Okay.
Like, and, you know, maybe the people listening can go onto Twitter and follow me at Mike Joseph Inc., Mike Joseph INK, and help me decide what my theme for Wednesday's show is going to be. So I had a couple of ideas in my head. One was the second volume of my Yacht Soul series.
All right.
Because I've been listening to a lot of the Yacht Rock podcast lately, and I've got that theme kind of stuck in my head. I've wanted to do a show for a long time with songs that feature the saxophone.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because, you know, the sax was a primary instrument in 80s and, 70s and 80s soul.
Certainly.
I was going to do, let's see, what other ideas did I have? I thought about doing an episode with just songs that feature pronouns like, you know, he or her, she. So that was an idea. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. But yeah, I've got a 1993 show coming up. I'll probably do that in June to coincide with the 25th anniversary of my high school graduation. So we'll do one of those.
And when and where can people listen to your show?
Oh, well, you can listen live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can download the app for your iPhone or your Android device. It's a free app. Or you can, you know, just open up your browser, go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and listen to the show live. Or you can go to the JerryCurlChronicles.podomatic.com and you can stream or download each of the 78 previous Jerry Curl Chronicles shows in existence. A couple of which you hosted.
A couple of them, yeah.
Yeah. You've hosted, I think, two and guested on, like, another two or three.
And between those several episodes, I exhausted my entire knowledge of the genre and the era. So, there we go.
I think there's more in there.
I also want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. We are a nonprofit community radio station. And so, if you like what you hear and you want to support what's going on here, please visit our website, radiofreebrooklyn.org. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate, and you can toss us a couple of bucks if you're so inclined. I'm just going to rapid-fire list some people that were born in 1976.
And I can give them a yay or nay?
Yeah, I mean, they're all going to be actors or musicians, I think.
Okay.
Colin Farrell.
Yay. Colin Farrell was born on my birthday.
Is that right?
We were born on the same day, same year.
Enrique Iglesias.
Nay.
Luke Bryan.
I'm not familiar enough. All I know is that he's a country guy.
Uh-huh. Blake Shelton.
He's the country guy that's on American Idol, right?
That's the one.
Nay.
All right. How about Benedict Cumberbatch?
Just for his name, yay. I mean, I know who he is, but yay.
Rick Ross.
Nay.
How about...
Rick Ross is that old?
Apparently.
I'm surprised.
Let's see. That one's too sad. Oh, here's one. Ja Rule.
Nay.
What? Melissa Joan Hart?
Sure, why not? Yay.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yay. Clueless is a great movie.
It is. And let me find one more to go out on here. Oh, Tevin Campbell.
Big yay.
All
love
right.
Tevin Campbell.
There's lots more.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me that, like, all of those child actors from, like, mid-80s sitcoms are born in 1976. So Danny Pintauro and Jeremy Miller and, you know, all of those, like, youngest kids in 80s sitcoms were born in 1976. Neil Patrick Harris.
Really?
I believe Neil Patrick Harris was born in 1976. So, yeah.
And you.
And me.
Topping off that list.
Topping off that list.
Number one.
Yes, of course.
Let's see. Before we get into the last song or two here, do you have anything else you want to plug?
I think that's it for now.
All right.
Just make sure you keep listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I would like to remind you, as always, music trivia with Shane,
Shane
and Ruth.
Ruth, yes.
At Bar Chord in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn. If you're here in New York, then we invite you to come out and play some music trivia. If that's your kind of thing, you can find out more info at facebook.com/musictrivia NYC.
We should give a shout out to Human Head.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Picked up a bunch of records, some of which you heard tonight. Shout out to my favorite record store in New York, I would say, Human Head Records.
Human Head's pretty dope.
Johnson Ave here in beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Beautiful Bushwick.
This is very rare. I've got guests on my show for like a bunch of weeks in a row, which is a new thing for me. This was episode 97.
97? You're
episode
so close to 100.
Episode 100 is coming up.
Yeah.
And that's going to be another me and my friends sing songs that have appeared on the show. I don't know what that's going to look like yet, but we'll find out soon.
I'm excited.
That's right. Me too. And let's get into this last one. If you want to hear any of my previous episodes, all of those and a couple more guest episodes and whatnot can all be found at everybodyplaysthefool.com, including last week's train episode. And
did you play any train on your train episode?
I put a picture of Patrick Monahan on my image for the show.
Okay.
But I didn't play any train.
That's fair.
It occurred to me. But again, the theme every week is music that Shane likes.
Right. Yeah. So I figured, yeah, train.
That's a little
maybe not
outside of the theme.
Fair enough.
And to close out the show tonight, we're going to hear Drops of Jupiter. Enjoy. No. Here's a song that Mike picked. It's going to close us out. It's from the Commodores from 1976. Thanks for coming by, Mike.
Thank you for having me, Shane. Anytime.
Always a pleasure to have you here.
Likewise.
And thanks for listening to Everybody Plays the Fool. This is Radio Free Brooklyn.
Just to be close to you, girl. Just for a moment. Well, just for an hour. Just to be close to you, girl. A man with no direction, with no purpose, with no one to love and no one to love me for me. Oh girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear and new. Oh woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my stone inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I wanna say, child, why don't you take my hand? Oh, we'll live in love forever, yeah. You and me, yeah. Take my hand.
together, yeah, together.
Together, yeah.
Together.
Together.
Just to be close to you, girl. Just for the moment, baby. Just for an hour. Just to be close to you, girl. I need you, baby. To make love, to be loved by you, baby. To have your warm body close to me. To whisper words that make you feel like a woman. Girl, I know our love will stand the test of